Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. One aspect of mobile strategy that is rarely discussed today is the elusive topic of ownership. In the old days, this was a simple matter. Customer came into the store, paid cash for a book, video, or CD. That customer could then keep it, lend it, give it to a friend, or do almost anything else with it that they wanted. The idea that the store could later grab it back because some publisher changed their mind was ludicrous. The idea that a customer would have to pay again to lend it was equally absurd. And yet, as content is becoming digital, these things are happening routinely. At a recent Storefront Backtalk Mobile Strategies for Retailers panel, some key retail IT leaders discussed what digital content most likely will look like and what it should look like. Sean Bunner, the operating VP for HSN, opened this part of the discussion, saying that even entertainment big shots haven't figured out the ownership issue yet. And Taylor's chief technology officer, Michael Sager, then added the need to shift our thinking from the device to the person.
I think, not to dash any hopes you have there, but if you follow, go over to the entertainment media side and think about that, you can purchase a copy of a DVD, you can rent it from your cable provider, you can get it on Netflix and have paid for it three times, and they still haven't figured that out. I don't think that the retail side is going to figure out any quicker.
Well, hold on. Let's drill down on that. What do you think it should be? What do you think would be appropriate?
I'll tell you, your question was the consumer. I think the consumer wants to buy something once and access it from any of their devices. But the people that own that content or that intellectual property or the ability to sell that are gonna. So you've got opposing interests that aren't easily resolved.
Well, what do you think should be the resolution?
You know, recently, because we work on the TV side as well, there's an industry consortium that Comcast led up, DECE, that I think is releasing this year, where you actually will be able to pay once. And you know, it depends. You know, you might rent your movie for the first time on video on demand, and then they'll say, for an extra buck, I'll send you the DVD. Or maybe you rent the DVD, and there's a little code, and you can go access that, you know, through Comcast. So I think, but it's taken them, you know, 5-6 years to get there. So that's the way to go. The DRM that allows you to access that from anywhere.
There's a real interesting conundrum here, right? It's the switch in affinity of ownership, right? Today, you are your device. Now, Amazon has taken some steps in the sense that once you purchase that content, they've made that available any device, anywhere. Right? If you want to have that content replicated on 16 devices, you're welcome to do so, as long as you own and control those devices. While there are interesting questions around, you know, how you control, limit, and manage, it's the nascent, you know, dawning of a switch of affinity from the device to the person. And that's really the shift that kind of has to happen in this space. And mobility is going to drive that by its very nature. Right? I may represent myself to the retailer on X number of devices at any given moment. And with the, you know, one look at CES last week, you've got, you know, how many tablets hit the market, right? And in addition to, you know, those that were already there. The consumer is going to be presenting themselves on a multiplicity of devices, and we have to move that affinity of relationship from the device to the person, right? And that's going to be a very tough change to make, because it's credentialing flesh and blood instead of a bunch of electronics. Now, there are some pedantic ways to do that. You know, you can force it through multi-factor authentication entered by the human being and so forth. But that becomes onerous, and it detracts from the retail experience. So how do you, you know, the interesting question to be asked is, how do we, you know, make that sea change happen, start authenticating me for who I am instead of what device I'm carrying, and let that permeate across the family of devices that I might represent myself on?
As part of that movement to, as Sager put it, credential flesh and blood rather than electronics, Pizza Hut has put effort into creating a true single logon, so that a Pizza Hut customer is seen in the same way through various interfaces. Pizza Hut CIO Baron Concours explains this distinctly mobile version of single view of the customer.
You asked a question earlier about one of the decision points you have to make when you're thinking about your mobile strategy is, how much of the functionality do I want to build into the app versus how big do I want to make the app, so it's almost impossible to download. right? And so one of the things we made a conscious decision of is that because we use the same login credentials that you do on the website, that the one time you would go on the web and enter your credit card information if that's how you wanted to pay every time, and you could just use that form of payment that's stored online, not on the phone itself.
Pizza Hut's Concourse adds that his team spent a lot of time considering the application versus the mobile web issue.
Yeah, I think when you're developing a mobile strategy, I mean, one of the first decision points you have is app versus mobile web, right? And we made a conscious decision early on that we wanted to take the app route because we wanted to engage customers on their terms and using the innovative capabilities of the devices themselves. And if you make a decision to go web, you're not going to be able to use like the finger gestures or maybe some of the other capabilities of the device. So once we established and nailed down that we were going the app route, then it was just a matter of making sure that we got the voice of the consumer during the development cycle. We put the app in front of consumers a dozen times to understand, is this what you want to see? Is this what you want to do? And before we thought it was ready for prime time.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.